Hello, my name is Matt Davis. My piece is called River Broadening. It's for up to four players. These recordings are three and four players in different configurations. The instrumentation is pretty general. It's for a non-reed woodwind, so like a recorder or a flute. Transistor radio, really any kind of radio, doesn't have to be transistor, but it's specifically for FM or shortwave bands. A keyboard instrument like a synthesizer or even percussion, marimba, that kind of thing. And a chordal string instrument. By chordal I mean it plays chords, so something like a guitar, a lute, or even violin. The score is very akin to John Cage's own graphic scores. It consists of a single grid with a solitary curvy line going through the grid from left to right. Along that line are numbers on top of a vertical line and underneath the line, which indicate a range. These vertical lines with the pairs of numbers around them are also spread across this grid down the length of the curvy line. The line is actually the path of the French Broad River as it goes through the Appalachian Mountains of western North Carolina, which, as many folks know, is where Cage spent a lot of time at the Black Mountain College. And it's also where I grew up. A lot of my childhood was spent in North Carolina around the same area. The score also calls for even-spaced time, but freely amounts of it. This piece mirrors Cage's own early use of radio as a sound source, or as he would call it, as a material, in his early experimental works, even before he was doing a lot of silence. I hope you enjoy this sonic trip down the virtual French Broad River.
301-424-5900. That's 301-424-5900.
Off you, sweet.
I'm Millie, 39, homeowner, single mother of two. I've got a 3-bed.
Thank you.
Call 800 not.
Hello, my name is Matt Davis. My piece is called River Broadening. It's for up to four players. These recordings are three and four players in different configurations. The instrumentation is pretty general. It's for a non-reed woodwind, so like a recorder or a flute. Transistor radio, really any kind of radio, doesn't have to be transistor, but it's specifically for FM or shortwave bands. A keyboard instrument, like a synthesizer or even percussion, marimba, that kind of thing. And a chordal string instrument. By chordal, I mean it plays chords, so something like a guitar, a lute, or even violin. The score is very akin to John Cage's own graphic scores. It consists of a single grid with a solitary curvy line going through the grid from left to right. Along that line are numbers on top of a vertical line and underneath the line, which indicate a range. These vertical lines with the pairs of numbers around them are also spread across this grid down the length of the curvy line. The line is actually the path of the French Broad River as it goes through the Appalachian Mountains of western North Carolina, which, as many folks know, is where Cage spent a lot of time at the Black Mountain College. And it's also where I grew up. A lot of my childhood was spent in North Carolina around the same area. The score also calls for even-spaced time, but freely amounts of it. This piece mirrors Cage's own early use of radio as a sound source, or as he would call it, as a material, in his early experimental works, even before he was doing a lot of silence. I hope you enjoy this sonic trip down the virtual French Broad River.
Quand il est. Because